Pierre, we have an extra special treat for everyone out there in listener land, and especially for Buck and I here in the studio. We have the Clearwater Hot Club with us. Sam Miltich on guitar, Matthew Miltich on upright bass, Mike Miller on violin, and Gary Schulte on guitar. And Mike is the guitarist, and Gary is the violinist. Father Frost, I think, is what he's called.
Maybe you just switch instruments. It'll be easier for us.
Yeah, now that you've... Yeah, I've got in my head that, yeah, okay. All right, now, these guys are going to be playing tonight at the Duluthson Ski and Music Festival up at Papa Charlie's at 9:30 tonight. So you can hear the full set when you go there. But we're fortunate to have them here. Drove up through the pretty tough weather. Did you come from Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids, Minnesota, yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Tonight, and that's, of course, where they're based. And the whole gang here is it's Gary that's from the Twin Cities, right?
That's right.
And Mike, are you from Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids also.
And Matthew, of course, is from Grand Rapids. They've been together for quite some time. I can remember seeing you up playing here in Grand Marais many years ago when you were a very young man.
You bet.
When did the Clearwater Hot Club get formed?
Well, I first listened to Django Reinhardt when I was about 15, and it was probably a few months, not very long after that the very first incarnation of the group started, and it just simply started with my dad and I. I started learning gypsy guitar when I was about 15, knew that's what I was going to focus on and do musically, and I needed a bass player, and my dad played and owned string bass, so that requirement was there, and the spot was filled, and had many different players playing the group throughout the years, so really for many, many years now. And I think we first started playing in Grand Marais when I was about 16.
Yep.
I was staying at a cabin on the shore, and we called the tavern and said, "Do you guys have any music tonight?" And they said, "Well, you know, as a matter of fact, someone just canceled out." And we said, "Well, do you want some?" So that's how our career in Grand Marais began, and we went down there and played. And we've played in this lovely town many, many times, and my grandfather lived up here, so I had familial connections, and sort of feels like a second home. So we're very grateful to be back in this part of northern Minnesota.
Well,
anyways,
we're grateful that you've got the connection and you're back here as well. And so that, as the audience picked up on, Matthew is Sam's father, and so this is a father-son gig that's how it began. As a father son.
Yeah, it actually started when Sam said, "Just go get the bass."
There is no option.
I hadn't played string bass professionally. I played bass guitar, rock and roll, and rhythm and blues with a couple of my brothers and some other guys, kind of before Sam's time. And he said, my dad was a bassist and I had a bass. He said, "Just go get the bass." I said, and he said, "Get it." So I got it, and a week later he had a gig for us, and then it's just gone on from there.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we were lucky early on to have you guys on the Roadhouse, and kind of heard about you through a mutual friend, Bob Gephardt, from same town, and it's just been great. I think he's a neighbor.
That's right, yeah. I live north of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and Bob lives on one of the nearby lakes.
You've put up with him a long time.
Oh, yes.
I'm amazed.
He's a good
man. Hope he's listening tonight. Now, how about your cohorts here? You have one new person to us here in the studio.
Yes, we have Mr. Gary Schulte all the way from North Oaks near St. Paul. Gary has been playing with us probably for close to 2 years now, and he is the perfect fit for this band. I've had many different players play in my various bands throughout the years, but I love all those players and different people that have played with us, but I just really particularly just love this grouping of people, and Gary's is he the ticket for this group, his violin playing.
Yeah, so. The violin playing and the gypsy jazz that you guys do, that's a great connection.
And
great, great
Gary, anything for you to add?
I've been made an honorary Croatian. Can hardly play in this band without being a Croatian or an honorary Croatian. So I've been made, you got me up now here. Mm-hmm. I played a gig at the Croatian Center, which happened to be down on my turf, down in South St. Paul, and it went well enough that I was made an honorary Croatian. So now I'm Šultović instead of Šultić.
Yes, you know.
Georg Šultović or something like that.
You don't have to go too west from the shore before you start running into a lot of ICHs at the end of the name. Mm-hmm. So we decided if I'm Samo Miltić and Dad's Mato Miltić, he would be Gary Šultović. So we don't have to, it's not too much of a stretch to turn Miller into Miltić, too. Miltić, so, yeah. You know, but that's an easy one.
More seriously, I make the effort to come up here and play with Sam, you know, whenever we can, because we have such a rapport, and I love to do kind of this mutual soloing that we do, where, you know, we have kind of our articulate way of playing, and we can play instead of just a solo where you have one person playing the solo at a time. We often end up playing together in addition.
You kind of weave it.
And having a nice counterpoint and a fugal character that's all spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So really? We like that. Well, and we're developing that. Each time it gets better and better. So.
And maybe we should...
Let's have an example.
Present something of
that?
Yeah, I'm going to swing my mic over here so that we can... We haven't talked to your other member yet, but we will as soon as we're done.
Swing your mic to Mike.
Mike needs a mic. Mike. Mikey Mike.
Mike is also a drummer, I noticed. I've seen some of the configurations of the band.
Yeah, Mike is he's a multi-instrument, multi-talented musician. Whatever needs to be done, he gets it done. So we're going to play a tune here. This is a Čoček that comes from Macedonia. These are a song that's fairly traditional of the southern Balkan region that you would probably hear a gypsy band play, and we've sort of branched out from just simply the more sort of French gypsy jazz style into moving into more of a Balkan sound with our music. So here we go with a Macedonian Čoček.
You might want to, if you want to move the mic down, Ben, there you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
was hot. That's the hot club on steroids there, man. That was really cool. You can just see the gypsy dancers spinning around as you're playing that music.
Oh, thank you.
What's the source of the name Clearwater Hot Club?
Oh, that's fairly easy to explain. I grew up on Clearwater Road on Clearwater Lake, north of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And Hot Club was Django Reinhardt's band was titled the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. So basically, there's a lot of bands that are the Hot Club of geographic location or geographic location Hot Club.
As opposed to the hot tub.
There's no hot tubs here. We have been publicized as the cold. I'm not kidding. The cold water hot tub. I do not like that name. I do not endorse that name. In no way am I affiliated with any cold water hot tubs.
That doesn't
sound fun to me. We're fun. We're hot. We're fun. Cold water hot tubs. They're not.
It doesn't make sense either.
No.
Well, I'm back now in the studio. I danced all the way down to the end. Yeah. Man, that was some music.
I noticed you're also you also go by Sam Miltich Band.
Oh,
too, you know.
Yeah. I have various groups. I lead a group called Sam Miltich and Friends, which is a group that we play weekly with in Grand Rapids. It's kind of a house band gig, and we play at the Grand Rapids VFW every Wednesday and every first Friday from 7 to 9. And that's more of what you would sort of think of as straight ahead jazz and standards, played from a real book. And Mike plays drums in that, and I play an electric arch top, and we play with horns. So that's another permutation of my musical life, the Sam Miltich and Friends.
You play a what?
An electric arch top guitar.
Oh, okay. I don't have a clue.
Oh, it's they're the lovely guitars with an arch top like a violin and the F holes and a cutaway on it. And
I think he's talking dirty.
Yeah, a nice milky warm pickup that's on the, to give it that nice warm jazzy smooth sound.
Yeah, well, it sure sounded great, whatever you were doing there a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's good music. We're incorporating a lot of sort of Balkan influence into our gypsy jazz now, and it's really proving to be a lot of fun for both the band and the listeners. We've had a lot of great response.
So what was Django Reinhardt's, what was the source of the music he played? Was that his own, or Balkan or gypsy source too?
Well, Django Reinhardt was Roma gypsy. So his family, he was born in Belgium, traveled around in what you would think of as a typical gypsy caravan with a horse, and his father played music and his mother danced, and they had a piano on the back of their caravan that was played. And so they played traditional gypsy music, which you would probably have some, they were playing what was called French musette, which is a type of waltz that was popular in Paris. And I'm sure that they would play, gypsy chardasses, which is another type of Hungarian song form. And so he was, of course, very influenced by the gypsy part of his heritage. Which was his heritage, and Django heard Louis Armstrong in the 1920s, and from that point on, Django primarily wanted to be a jazz player. The unique thing about it was that they played with string instruments with this European sort of instrumentation. So they were playing, Django Reinhardt's music was he was more influenced by jazz than probably gypsy music. He was very much a jazz player, but it had this gypsy flavor because that's who he was and what his culture was.
And the instrumentation was more gypsy instrumentation. They wanted to have a uniquely French kind of jazz over there. And so instead of a drum in that, they had usually, a couple of guitars and bass and a violin, which wasn't usually used in jazz.
Are we gonna
let Mike talk at any point?
Yeah, Mike has become a rhythm guitar in the gypsy style. He was a guitar player before. As you mentioned, he's also a drummer, a percussionist.
Yep.
But he plays guitar, and he's really been studying the style and performing with us regularly. And it's a great addition because, for one thing, we live so close to one another that we can play together all the time.
Yeah. Tell us what exactly your role here with a guitar. Whereas you're often also playing drums, what's the difference?
The role is basically the same thing. It's just that when I'm playing guitar, I just have to worry about the harmonies and the chords as well. But it's the same skills you'd use to play the drum set, in that you're just focusing
that
primarily
driving
on
beat, kind of. That
yeah, the
had.
Forward movement and not slowing down, not speeding up, trying to
right.
keep your ears open and listen to everybody yep. And, yep. and go along with it, but not waver either.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear how all of the everybody was clearly a part of that piece, you know, and I could definitely hear the rhythm coming out of that, what you were playing there. So,
and my personal opinion as a band leader, I think that probably the most crucial role and the most definitive role of this style is the style of rhythm guitar playing that Mike is playing. Mm-hmm. To me, a gypsy jazz band isn't a gypsy jazz band without this kind of driving gypsy rhythm guitar. And it's the technique of that style, but also the instrument itself that Mike is playing, you know, this French gypsy Selmer McAfee style guitar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the specific rhythms that he's playing. So he's a very important man.
How about trying another piece on for us?
Yeah, let's here. Do it. We're going to do a song. This is a wonderful tune written by a contemporary gypsy composer and guitarist named Stoklo Rosenberg, who's a hero of mine. This is one of his most lovely compositions. The title is For Sephora.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Very nice, very nice. You mentioned the name of the composer at the beginning.
Yes, Stokolo Rosenberg.
Is this a contemporary?
Yes, composer? he's still alive and well. I would guess probably in his 40s or so.
Where is he from?
He is from Holland. He lives in Holland and is sort of revered amongst gypsy guitarists as one of the premier player of this style, or one of the premier players of this style. And all of us who are trying our best to play this music well and do it justice look up to him. And he's a wonderful player.
So was that, how much improvising was there within that piece?
80 to 90%.
Yeah.
It was improvised, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, typically, you know, the first chorus or the first time through the 32 bar form, we will play the melody, and then from that point on we improvise, and then mm-hmm. when we are done improvising, we go back to the top of that 32 bar form that we're playing and then play the melody again. Granted, the first tune we played was a little more a longer form to the song, more than 32 bars, so it was more melody, but this was more improvising. So
actually, that two-part invention we practiced all afternoon, didn't we?
No, kidding. We had been rehearsing that invention for weeks.
It was beautiful, though. It was just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Really great. So we appreciate it right here in the studio.
Obviously, you guys can go places other than Grand Rapids and Grand Marais and whatnot. I mean, how does it happen that you just stayed here in our northern Minnesota setting?
I love it here.
Good answer.
Yeah, I just truly love it here. I love the lifestyle. I love the scenery. I love the people who are here, including my family and friends, and just the sort of general culture of northern Minnesota. I've literally played from the Bay of Fundy to the Puget Sound in the United States, and have traveled as far as Tokyo, Japan to play, perform, and this is where I love it best. I like it here. I just do. It's my place in the world, and I've decided that there's two things that are going to happen. I'm going to play guitar and be a musician, and I'm going to live in northern Minnesota, and I'm doing it, and I'm going to continue to do it that way. So,
I'm going to tell you quickly that I first saw you at Victoria's Bakehouse down here. Do you remember that?
Oh, sure.
With Kevin Bader's restaurant.
Yeah.
And
excellent food.
Yeah, it was a great place. Yeah. And it's now Harbor House Grill. It was been Shea Jude in between and so on. And so that must have been quite a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, because you looked like a little kid there with this guitar, and unbelievable music came out.
I must have been 17 or 18, maybe younger.
Yeah, maybe younger. But I remember we played for $20 and a rack of lamb.
And the rack of lamb really made it
really
worth it.
Really was good.
Let me tell you. And actually, the salmon on the cedar shingle, that was really worth it.
That's right. They had that there.
Oh, that was tremendous.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was tremendous. Yeah.
Would you guys want to be our... you could come every week be our house band.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, we'd love to play in Grand Marais more frequently than we do. It's a little hard to make bookings here.
Sure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, if people want to hear us here... Put the people who are hiring musicians. We'll be happy to come anytime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great! All right. Well, we'll definitely get the word out on that. I hope there some of the impresarios.
Wow, that's a big word, huh?
Yeah. Powers that be.
I gotta walk down the hallway and get that dictionary, I think.
Oh, you got it all on your phone. Don't kid me.
That's off.
Hey, the Grand Marais Mafia can give us some connections or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Grand Marais Mafia. You know, they're taking bands to play at our festival 7th and 8th of September.
Ooh,
oh,
very good.
You guys
Radio
should do
Waves.
That.
Oh, that's
Radio
great.
Waves.
Yeah,
so
definitely get.
I'll send a press pack.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think the deadline is April 4th.
Okay.
To get signed up, and you can just call the studio.
Okay.
Yeah,
right
anytime.
On.
And nobody's around now except Dick and I, and you wouldn't be very successful with us.
No, that's a great idea, because it's a really fun festival, and it's a great venue there. Last year was really powerful stuff, so.
Well, we'd happily come for that.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. Absolutely.
We have time for another tune,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I hope so.
If you guys...
We would love to.
Are prepared to.
Is this one called Stompin' in Grand Marais?
Yes, this next tune is titled Stompin' in Grand Marais. Actually, you know what, boys?
Who wrote?
Oh. Something more appropriate.
You want to do Lobosa?
Yes, something more appropriate. I'm changing the the course here. I wrote a song in this town, dedicated to this town, with a good friend, many years ago, and this one is titled La Bossa du Grand Marais. So it's a bossa about this very town. So we dedicate this to all the lovely residents of Grand Marais. So here is La Bossa du Grand Marais. A one, a two. A one, two, three, four. Thank you.
right, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Grand Marais' own bossa. La bossa Grand Marais. And it was so incongruous sitting here listening to that Latin sort of music, looking out at the snow flakes coming down through the window. And that was a Clearwater Hot Club, ladies and gentlemen. That's Sam Miltich on guitar, Matthew Miltich on upright bass, Mike Miltich Miller on guitar, and Gary Schultich.
Schultovich
on violin. That was just spectacular music, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you guys were fabulous. Thanks so much for driving up here to be part of the show. And
you're welcome.
And always so welcome to, whenever you're here, let us know.
Thank you
very much. You're welcome. Thank you for having us.